Spectrum Business knows that you put in unlimited effort to unlock the unlimited possibilities of your small business. Get internet, mobile, phone, and TV services to connect all aspects of your business and see your business made limitless. Learn more at spectrum.com/business.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
The most shocking images on the front pages from Spain. Looking at the Irish Times as an example of cars piled up on top of each other and people making their way through the streets of Valencia yesterday following the most devastating flooding in this part of Spain since 1980. And unfortunately, more heavy rain is actually forecast for today. So it's going to be awful. The images are just frightening. The Irish Times writes here from Madrid, the worst flash floodings eastern Spain has seen in four decades have left more than 95 people dead, many others missing, and left many areas in chaos. And there were warnings about this, but still we see 95 people dying tragically. The rainfall began on Tuesday night, continued into yesterday in the Valencia region. And as we say, more rain forecast for today. So the fear is that the death toll will increase further. And the Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, saying Spain cries with you to the people affected by this flooding. Really, really awful. As you say, the Irish Times has that as their main story on the front page. The other main story on that paper is about the COVID inquiry. We're still banging on about this. Now that we hear that the government's evaluation, so it's not really an inquiry, is it? It's an evaluation of the response into the pandemic is going to be entirely voluntary, will have no powers of compellability, and its secretariat will be drawn from the civil service, a spokesperson confirmed last night. The cabinet met yesterday to discuss the COVID inquiry, and now the Irish Times says that it's going to be voluntary and there's no powers of compellability. So it's kind of like a fact-finding mission, really, to find out what happened with COVID in Ireland. But no one's going to be named or blamed for it, it would seem. The Irish Sun on the front page by Freedom. Jerry Hutch will fork out a six-figure sum in a bid to get released on bail from a prison in Lanzarote. He's offered to pay a massive bail bond and surrender his passport if he's let out by authorities. Apparently, Spanish police are objecting to the monk's bail and release. So apparently Jerry the Monk Hutch is going to find it difficult to get bail if the police are against him. But the Sun says that if he offers substantial funds and agrees to stay in Lanzarote, he does have a chance of getting bail. The Irish Daily Mirror, groom killed in wedding day crash horror. A man was killed on the morning of his wedding in a crash caused by his groomsman, a court heard yesterday. Shane Harty admitted careless driving, causing the death of his cousin Miles Harty at 1 a.m. on August 21st, 2021, hours before he was due to get married in Limerick. The Irish Daily Star on the front page, sex beast boxing chief. Boxing chief Jerry O'Mahony has been convicted of sexually assaulting a teenage girl while she was unconscious. He also texted her a photo of her private parts as well. That's the front of the Irish Daily Star. Inside the papers, lots of talk about a Lewis for Galway. We'll have more on this on News Talk Breakfast this morning. The paper's very excited about it. The Irish Times, a new feasibility study has said there is a case for developing a 15-kilometre light railway transit corridor in Galway City. Light rail is essentially like the Lewis. The study was commissioned by the National Transport Authority and concluded that the route in Galway, locally referred to as the, is it Lewis or G. Lewis? I think it's Lewis instead of Lewis, would reduce car trips by at least 10%. But it would come at a high cost because it would cost over €1 billion to develop it. But there is a case to be made for it, a Lewis in Galway. It's a 46-page report, lots about it, in the Irish Times, and it would serve commuters from Connemara in the west and from Oranmore, Athenry and other commuting towns on the east. So a lot of excitement in Galway about that, I'm sure, a long way away if it did happen. Not going out is the new normal, according to the Sun. There's a new report out today which shows that we're spending a lot more time at home. I don't mean just going on a night out, but just leaving the house in general. The Sun says we're spending less time on outdoor activities. People are at home nearly an hour longer each day than 5 years ago. Boffins, whoever they are, scientists maybe, boffins, only the media use that word, but they say the trend to stay in has grown since 2003, but was sped up by the pandemic. So back in 2019, the average time spent outside the home for things like working, shopping, going to mass, doing sporting events, the average time we spent was 334 minutes a day. But last year, that had fallen by 53 minutes to 281. We also now spend 12 or 13 minutes a day less driving or on public transport. However, time spent on home-based activities like exercise and work is up. So I think a lot of people happy to stay in their house, in their home. Nearly half of people also have a home bar, I see, according to this survey. And 7 in 10 of us prefer to stay at home as the nights draw in. That's all in the Sun, and certainly understand it. My goal on most weekends is to try not to leave the house if at all possible. Now, PC gone mad in the papers again. Times of London has the story today. Scotland's National Reading Charity has changed the lyrics of some of children's most beloved songs, and critics are hopping mad. This is the Scottish Book Trust, which is a reading charity. It has changed some of the words in nursery rhymes and songs. So, What Shall We Do with the Drunken Sailor, which is a very popular song, has been changed to What Shall We Do with a Grumpy Pirate instead. And they've also changed the line, Shave His Belly with a Rusty Razor to Do a Little Jig and Make Him Smile. And then there's another lyric, While Put Him in a Longboat Till He's Sober, has been changed to Tickle Him Till He Starts to Giggle. There's also another pirate song, When I Was One, don't know it, but one of the lyrics in it is, A bottle of rum to fill my tum, and that's the life for me. And that's been changed to, A bottle of milk to fill my tum. And then we have Ba Ba Black Sheep, which is one for the little boy who lives down the road. Sorry, down the lane, isn't that it? Yeah, one for the little boy who lives down the lane. That has been revised, changed to one for the baby who lives down the lane to make it gender neutral. Anyway, some MPs up in arms about this, saying that it's politically acceptable gruel. Obviously, Halloween today. Some people love it. We'll be talking about Halloween shortly. There's a survey in the Star highlighting the most deeply held superstitions across Ireland. Apparently, people in Dublin are the most superstitious, followed closely by people in Munster. We had a different story yesterday, and it's the same thing coming out on top. Never walking under a ladder has topped the superstitions list. A third of people believe in the bad luck that it brings. Up to 25% of Irish people still rely on crossing their fingers to invoke good fortune, while things like touching wood and never opening umbrellas indoors also remain popular. Some 17% of Irish people view Friday the 13th as unlucky, and 16% of those surveyed toss spilled salt over their shoulder to avoid misfortune. Read more about that in the Star. Those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Spectrum Business knows that small business owners put in the work. It's unlimited hours, unlimited effort, and unlimited passion, all to unlock the unlimited potential of your business. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and an unlimited mobile line, all only $49.99 a month. Learn how Spectrum Business can connect your business to unlimited possibilities at spectrum.com/business. It's your business made limitless. That's life, unlimited. That's Spectrum Business. Restrictions apply. Offer not available in all areas.